Bye, guys, Annie said to the horse and chickens. Jack pointed to an open doorway across the yard.
He's in there, I hear him, he said.
Annie and Jack moved quietly across the courtyard. They stopped outside a window. Leonardo was pacing up and down inside. His cap and cloak were on the floor. His hair was wild.
I'll leave Florence. That's what I'll do,
Leonardo said to himself. I shall go to Rome or back to Milan. Jack turned to Annie.
We shouldn't bother him, he whispered. If I felt that bad, I wouldn't want people to bother me.
Not bother, said Annie. Help. If I felt that bad, I'd want people to help me. Come on, at least we can give him his stuff.
Before Jack could stop her, Annie stepped into Leonardo's room.
Knock, knock, she said loudly.
Leonardo whirled around. His face was red. He was scowling.
What are you doing here? He said.
We brought your things, said Annie. You forgot them.
She held up the basket.
Oh.
Leonardo's face softened.
Thank you. Leave it all by the door, please, he said.
Annie put the basket down. Then she looked up at Leonardo.
We'd better go,
Jack said softly to her.
Wait.
Annie stepped farther into Leonardo's room.
We'd like to help you, she said.
Leonardo scowled again.
You cannot help me, he said. Do as your brother says, little girl. Go now.
But Annie didn't move.
Excuse me, but we're supposed to help you all day, she said. You made us your apprentices for the day, remember?
Can you not see that I am miserable? Said Leonardo.
But why are you miserable? Said Annie. You said that fame was the secret of happiness, and you're still famous.
But what good is fame in the face of failure? Shouted Leonardo. This fresco was to be my masterpiece. What good is fame when everyone will now laugh at me and mock my failure? Go, please.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, said Annie in a small voice. We just wanted to help.
She and Jack turned to go.
Wait, 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 said Leonardo. Forgive me.
Jack and Annie looked back at Leonardo. The great genius rubbed his face and sighed. Then he waved his hand.
Please, forgive me. Come in, he said.
Thanks, said Annie.
And she and Jack stepped inside Leonardo da Vinci's studio.